Why do we have two priesthoods? In Adam's day, and for a long time afterward, there was one priesthood. We now have two, the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthoods. Here is the history behind this division in the priesthood. Adam was given the Melchizedek priesthood, which was passed along through the prophets and patriarchs of the book of Genesis and eventually to Moses. Then Moses sought diligently to sanctify his people that they might behold the face of God, but they hardened their hearts and could not endure his presence. Therefore the Lord took Moses out of their midst, and the holy Melchizedek priesthood also, and the lesser Aaronic priesthood continued. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 23 through 26. The higher keys and blessings were taken away from the people, but others remained. During the ministry of the Savior and his apostles, the Melchizedek priesthood was restored, and its blessings were again seen among the people. But eventually, all priesthood authority was lost. Each of the divisions in the priesthood, Aaronic and Melchizedek, was restored separately through Joseph Smith, and we still have both of them today. Here is a very basic outline of their keys, blessings, and roles. Aaronic priesthood holds the keys of the ministering of angels, Doctrine and Covenants, section 13, verse 1. Holds the key of the preparatory gospel, which includes repentance and baptism, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 26 through 27. Administers in outward ordinances such as sacrifices anciently and the sacrament today, Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 20. Is an appendage to the Melchizedek priesthood, Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 14. Melchizedek priesthood holds the key of the knowledge of God, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 19. Administers the fullness of the gospel, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 19. Holds the keys of all the spiritual blessings of the church, such as the gift of the Holy Ghost, temple ordinances, blessings of healing and comfort, and revelation to the church, Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 18. Holds the right of presidency and has power and authority over all the offices in the church, Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 8. End of the article, Why Do We Have Two Priesthoods? Read by Devin Stockwell.